the separation of West Virginia as a state wasn't just because of the Civil War. It was an outgrowth of this difference between the lowlands of eastern Virginia and mountainous western Virginia, and it really was two different areas.
When the war began, Virginia reached all the way from the Atlantic Ocean to the Ohio River, roughly divided into two separate regions and cultures by the Appalachian Mountains. East of the mountains had been settled very early in the 1600s and 1700s by people mostly of English descent. West of the mountains was settled much later, late 1700s, early 1800s. Those were mostly of Scotch, Irish, and German descent. When Virginia decided to break away from the Union and join the Confederacy, there were many people in the western region of the state who didn't agree with that.
West of the mountains, you had something that was only a couple of generations removed from the absolute nasty pioneer frontier culture, where you were just trying to eke out a living and hope the Indians didn't kill you.
Mush rat, makes you smell so bad. You've been laying around at Farmer's Field, eating up all he has, eating up all he has.
Well, two or three generations later, you didn't have to worry about the Indians killing you anymore, but you still weren't much beyond just eking out a living.